This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Over to Leroy. It's Friday. We got action tonight. We got Heat basketball tonight. We got Mike Tyson, Jake Paul tonight. We got John Jones, Stipe tomorrow. We got Dolphins. We got Raiders coming up on Sunday. It's all happening for us, baby.
Panthers tomorrow night against Winnipeg.
Got Panthers against Winnipeg. They're about to get. So, you know what? Something tells me the Cats are going to smoke them because it just feels like. I mean, the Cats have been good all year, but it feels like their best has come up when they've had these games against, oh, you think you're the best team? Of course, Boston, New York. And now, like, Winnipeg is going to roll in here and be like, we're the best team. And yeah, okay, dude, you're going to get clubbed to death. Maybe that's a little bit violent. Anyway, let's get two headlines here brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Twitter poll is up right now. If you guys want to go vote, it is up. You guys can go vote now.
Let me take this poll.
Yeah, it's there for it.
People are putting money right now on Vladbook.com. It says El Bori got $100 and Chuck Norris kicking your ass.
It's a simple poll, Leroy. Who would win a fight, Leroy Horde or Chuck Norris? And in the choices, you have 56-year-old Leroy Horde, 84-year-old Chuck Norris. So there you go. Chuck Norris, of course, winning in the early returns, but not much returns right now.
One vote by Tobin.
It's early right now.
What is wrong with you guys?
It's early right now.
See, here's the problem. Here's where we are in this world, right? We're in this world that you thinking of Chuck Norris when he was kicking everybody's ass. I'm thinking of 84 and only 84. I don't care what name you put on it.
Did you see there's this former guy, this former boxer, Tony Bellew. He's British. He was in Creed. He was the original guy in Creed that Creed lost to at the end, the British guy. Mm-hmm. But he's a boxing commentator now. He's a really good personality. He showed up to the Jake Paul press conference and he literally showed up with an 80-year-old. He's like, I got your next opponent right here, Jake. And the guy's like, you see this man in gray? He's like throwing punches. He's got the giant gloves on. They kicked him out of the press conference. It's a great bit.
Oh, wait.
Oh, it's a great bit. He's doing that to Jake.
You can sit on Chuck Norris, but how would you beat 78-year-old Sylvester Stallone? By being a foot taller than him. That's okay.
All right. Well, I didn't realize we were doing a vertical leap contest. So
you know what, Leroy? Let's which action star from the 80s who's probably who's definitely older than you, you don't think you can beat up? You think you can beat up Arnold?
Arnold's got some size, so I might not be able to hurt him.
Okay. What about Van Damme?
How old is he?
Van Damme's definitely in the 70s, probably like pushing 68, maybe 70, 72. He old. He's older than you. They all older than you.
64.
That's too close.
Oh, so he'll whoop you out. All right, so you think he'll give you. Okay.
That's too close.
Seagal, you said, is too fat.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's moving a little stiff on Tulsa King.
Yeah. I look, yeah.
But not, but not, but that's the thing. Chuck Norris, he's not.
But see, like, here's the thing, that there's tough and there's TV tough.
Right.
Now, Chuck Norris in his day was a real
tough guy.
Tough guy.
Stallone,
but not at 84. Okay. Well. So that's the part that Sylvester Stallone always been an actor and acting tough.
Yeah. All right. Can you beat up?
That's a big difference.
You think you could beat up?
Van Damme, a real martial artist.
Dolph Lundgren. You think you'll beat up Drago right now?
Did you see those commercials he did with? Like, he's barely moving, dude.
So you could beat up Drago.
How old is he?
Drago
is. If he's 70, I got him.
Drago is. Thank God for Wikipedia. He was born in 1957, so that would make him right now the age of 67.
Close. It'll be a good fight.
He will Apollo Creed your ass, boy.
No.
They're going to have to throw in a towel. I'm gonna have to be, throw the towel, Tobin. Throw the towel. I'm going to have to yell that to Tobin.
I don't
think you guys understand. See, I understand what age does.
Leroy, can I just tell you something, dude? Sure. I love you to death.
Sure.
But in the past 2 years, I have seen my friend wear the D-Wade spandex because he just had his legs redone. And you also just got a thumb redone. And I don't think you're coming at this with a full arsenal.
What if they had done?
I don't know. I don't know what you've had done.
They rolled too, and they've been doing a lot of physical stuff their whole life.
Yeah, but so, but
at least Stallone had a stunt double. You were sitting here running for
yards. Wasn't even a real tough guy. He had a stunt double.
I don't know.
Okay. And I might add, he's 5'6".
Who? Oh, Chuck Norris?
Stallone can't kick you. I think you could beat Stallone.
Yeah, but so you think, dude, like you don't understand how bodies work.
I can't understand how much.
You are 84 years old. You're not kicking somebody in the face.
All right. That's
unless I just stand there. What am I going to stand there like we playing slap fight?
Says the guy who's going to stare at the lights.
You know what? Here's a better question for you. Who do you think?
You already got me staring at the light. Yeah, why you got no confidence in your boy?
Yo, bro,
they're gonna
whoop your
ass. I do respect it.
I think Dane South said it well. If you were more humble about this, maybe. But you think he's not gonna get off any arsenal on you because he's 84?
I didn't say that. I said at 84, he's not gonna hurt me.
A shin's a shin, dude.
Okay, but guess what? Here's what happens when you're 84. The person who's kicking could get hurt too.
I don't know.
84-year-old bones, dude.
He looks nimble.
Okay, you can be nimble. That's not. I don't care how nimble. I don't care what he's been doing. He's 84.
And he still can kick your ass, bro.
Vlad, I got to tell you, dude, I cannot believe we've gone 45 minutes straight on this. He's just as angry about it as when we first brought it up. And this is legitimately.
MVP3 says. You ready?
What?
Chuck Norris can still do splits. That's what you go to him?
Wait. If an old man at 84 is still able to do splits, he's kicking your ass, bro.
Who's dude, helping
we've
him up?
Legitimately argued this.
All right, let's do
50
let's do,
times on this on, show.
Let's do
because I can't convince you. Look, I feel how I feel.
Okay.
But yo, I just think that your disrespect of the kick is going to get you in trouble. That's it.
Leroy said he'll beat up.
It's the same thought I had back 8 years ago.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you this. Why was this topic brought up? Was it like the Expendables? Because to me, what Leroy sounds like, Leroy says he could beat up the whole cast of the Expendables.
The way it started, Vlad, when we first argued this, and we have argued this dozens of times, is because Leroy Horde didn't respect the kick, which he has been,
yes.
You know, he's been
enough fighters and
massaged boxers. On from fighters, but there was a point where he really didn't respect the kick. He thought anybody who got head kick was ridiculous. And I'm like, and somehow it got to Chuck Norris will do that to you. And he goes, no way. At the time, Chuck Norris was like 77. And he was like, there's no way a near 80-year-old Chuck Norris could do that. And now we're here. Chuck Norris is 84, and I still believe it.
Yeah, Jay Fig just said, this is like Bam's Dominoes.
Oh, it's longer than Bam's Dominoes.
No, but like his Some will say confident, but some would might say arrogance.
We were playing the game at two different sets of rules.
His arrogance, but your arrogance, towards.
I'm not arrogant. I'm not an arrogant guy.
But you, okay.
You're very much dismissing Walker Texas Ranger.
And you know,
this holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you dismissed Bam. You said you would whip Bam's ass.
That show was filmed in black and white. Yes! Yes!
Now he's using a Walker Texas Ranger. Yeah. Take a break. Tickle My Fancy is next.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, this time for realsies, to tickle Leroy's funsy.
Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hey.
I like that shirt.
Oh, thank you. I got it at a very special store.
Did the back room?
The promotions department?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's get to it, Leroy. At 1 o'clock, the Las Vegas Raiders visit the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins are 7-point favorites. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Yes. I want to see if they can get something going. I want to see if they can continue what they did last week. We'll see. I do think that Tyreek will get more involved. And I think that they have to, offensively, they have to learn how to kind of play the game instead of playing offense. Meaning that when you see those outside runs and those quick passes that lose 5 yards, they don't fit into the offense the way the game is being played.
Don't forget about Antonio Pierce thinking that Tua should have retired.
That too, but again, that's everybody has an opinion, and the only opinion that matters is the medical staff and the player playing.
Only coach to have that public opinion.
Yeah,
reap what you sow, Pierce.
Well,
you know he has a guy that wears number 98 on his team, right?
Crosby, he's a beast.
Yeah, they had him last year too. Didn't go so hot for him.
What?
Yeah, that's why Tua spent a whole week of making sure of throwing the ball quickly.
And let's not forget on the other side how many balls Bauer's going to catch because they're going to be throwing them quick passes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is if Minshew can get it to him.
Do you feel worried that they fired like their offensive coordinator and all these stuff? You know how that usually happens with a team?
And then they have that little offensive spark?
Yeah, that one week where all of a sudden it energizes them. Like the Saints with the Falcons last week.
No. You know Minshew. Why? You know why? There you go, Minshew,
Luchu,
and Minshew, and also, at what point do you realize it's not about the X's and O's? It's about the Jimmys and Joes. They don't have a lot of talent. They have some talent, but not talent at enough spots to score a bunch of points.
My fancy is tickled.
We go to the NFC North, and that is where the Green Bay Packers
visit the Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears are 4-5. They just fired everybody.
I mean, for as good as the as well as they started, they look bad.
Yep. Green Bay
Holy smokes.
Green Bay is a 5.5-point road favorite. Does this game tickle your fancy, Leroy?
Yeah, I'll look because I'm curious to. I was watching TV the other day and they
rats off a ship.
And basically what they said was, this is a perfect example of an offensive system or game plan that's not doing their young quarterback any favors. And then they showed in comparison to all the other quarterbacks, to Bo Nix, to Jaden Daniels, to all the other young quarterbacks and how they help them read defenses and get rid of the ball quickly or whatever. And they just drop, the quarterback for Chicago. They just drop him back and just have him read like he's, you know, Drew Brees or somebody. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. And guess what? If it don't work out with him, it ain't him. Because they've ruined like a bunch of high drafted quarterbacks.
That's true. That's true.
Can't trust the coach.
Have to think it's one of those teams that Deion is not going to allow Shador to get drafted to, because apparently he has a no fly list for some teams.
Who's the other person that did that more recently?
Manning.
Eli. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Eli was supposed to go to Chargers.
Yeah, Shador and Prime are going to Vegas.
Oh, man. Me?
Absolutely.
I don't know. It's a pretty trash organization, dude.
But those guys want to make Vegas into like
true
a NFL that would do it. Big city, and
that would do it. Having Prime in Vegas. Woo.
At 1 o'clock. Oof. The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Nope.
Fancy not tickled.
No.
Lions might drop 80 on them.
There are 14-point favorites, and McCorkle's starting for the Jags.
So my question is 14 too much?
Nope.
Not for this.
You know, you do realize what they did to the Titans, right? The last time they played AFC South team in Detroit.
Didn't they, like,
they dropped 56 on them.
And Jared Goff only threw like 13 passes.
Exactly.
It was the craziest thing. They scored 50 points, and the quarterback didn't throw 20 passes.
Oof. Well, speaking of the Titans, the Minnesota Vikings at 7-2 visit the 2-7 Tennessee Titans. Minnesota's a 6-point road favorite. Take your fancy?
No, but isn't this the biggest surprise?
Fancy not tickled.
Who they thought was going to be the starting quarterback in the beginning of the year and actually playing with their backup?
Yeah, who's now
starting
to look like the guy that's been moved around to many teams. Like, they won a game against Jacksonville.
Yeah, he's coming back to earth, right?
Yeah, dude, he threw 3 interceptions and went. I don't think he threw a touchdown. They beat Jacksonville like 12-7 last week.
Jared Goff did the same thing.
Right.
Jared Goff had five picks?
Yeah, but Jared Goff at least has some leeway where, you know.
I mean, but they're still, like, you saying that. But Detroit is only one game ahead of Minnesota.
Yeah. Well,
and they beat Minnesota. And they beat them already. So it's like two games.
The star of Minnesota?
Who?
Andrew Van Ginkle, dude.
That's
Andrew Van Ginkle, star of Minnesota.
Sure. I take that guy, Jefferson.
He's good. Van Ginks, 2 touchdowns this year.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Pretty good. It's pretty good. And 6 sacks. There's a story right now on ESPN. The resurgence of Brian Flores.
He gonna get another coaching job. But I'm just out of curiosity. You think more franchises are leaning towards hiring an offensive-minded coach versus a defensive-minded coach? Because think about the success in football. It's all led by offensive-minded coaches.
It feels like that's the case. I mean, I think the only young guy who got hired for defense last year was McDonald in Seattle.
Right.
Most guys are the offensive.
And that's because they ain't have a quarterback in the offense.
Well, you know, Geno, he didn't write back.
I mean, but that was when he came in. That was when Geno started. They didn't know Geno was going to be this beforehand.
point for Tobin.
The LA Rams are visiting the New England Patriots. The Rams, 4.5-point road favorites on a short week going west to east. Leroy, take your fancy.
New England is kind of showing me a little bit, but I'm not interested.
All right. In one of our classic Leroy Horde Bowls, the team he played for versus the team he rooted for, the Cleveland Browns visit the New Orleans Saints. Cleveland's a 1-point road favorite in the Dome, Leroy.
The Jameis Bowl.
How?
Not going to watch the Jameis Bowl, Leroy?
I'm going to watch it, and my fancy is tickled. I don't know how the odds makers can make any team a favorite. I would just put pick them. Because you don't know what the hell the Saints are going to do, and you sure don't know what Jameis is going to do.
If I was the bettors, if I was the NFL, you know, guys that set the line, I definitely would have made to pick them. Because this is a hard game to bet. Who's right. gonna, why would you want anyone to touch this game, first of all?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And why would you give a team, you know, like, make them a favorite?
I think people still look at Cleveland and still think, like, oh, you got names you recognize. I don't think that happens with New Orleans as much.
Alvin Kamara.
Kamara. And
Olave.
Is he healthy?
Derek Carr.
Yeah, he's concussed.
Is Olave playing, dude?
He's on the IR.
He's on IR, so he got another couple of weeks.
Yeah, he got into the shadow realm, dude.
Yeah. He looked like when in The Avengers, when dude, boom, and Big Hulk went back there and David Banner was just standing there.
At 1 o'clock, the Indianapolis Colts visit the New York Jets.
Fancy not tickled.
Hey, I tried to hang on there for a minute.
Fancy not tickled.
Then when you said New York, I'm out.
Not even a little Jets hate watching.
Fancy not tickled.
I don't.
Hey, guess what? I'm not even watching that game.
I don't watch.
Fancy not tickled.
I don't watch the Jets to hate watch. Right? I can just look at the scroll, and then on the bottom when they show it, when I'm watching the game I want to watch, and see the scroll across there, and they go, "Uh-oh, they're doing it again. Let me look at their numbers." Right? That's how I do it.
That's the last. Jets are 4-point favorites at home. Mm-hmm. 1 o'clock, the final 1 o'clock game.
Big probably. 1 o'clock slate.
Yep. Well, this is probably the game of the 1 o'clock slate. The Baltimore Ravens visit the Pittsburgh Steelers. Baltimore is a 3-point favorite on the road.
So Baltimore is a 3-point favorite at home on the road. So that means they got it as a pick 'em.
Whew.
Hey, it's gonna be a good game because. I mean, Mike Tomlin, I don't know what to make of you. It don't matter who you line up on Sunday. We know your team gonna have a chance.
It's true.
And you like we sitting here arguing about who should be the quarterback or not, and it don't even matter to them. He made the move to go to Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson dropping dimes, throwing the ball deep. He got guys the Jets didn't want. All of a sudden, he catching game-winning touchdowns.
All right, relax. The guy catches one pass, and it just so happens to be for a touchdown. Now we're making him, like, the greatest receiver ever? Relax.
I mean, he had a good credentials before this season.
He also was coming back from a knee injury. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That would be like me. He was a very talented receiver. And
that would be like me saying if Odell.
His knee look fine.
Oh, yo, listen, that would be like me saying if Odell catches a pass, a one pass on Sunday against the Raiders, it happens to be a game-winning touchdown, we're going to say Odell's back?
Hold on.
Different scenario.
Nobody called out Odell Beckham for not running the routes, you know?
Well, Odell knew his route. Well, Odell knows the routes.
Ain't nobody on the team got on Odell, right?
They
basically blamed the game on Mike Williams.
He didn't catch the ball. Dropped the ball and he ran the wrong route. Okay. But I'm just saying.
Did he?
Yes, he did. He ran the wrong route. Like Leroy running the Chuck Norris and getting kicked.
Wow. See, he's lashing out. He's lashing out. He's lashing out, dude. Dude,
I try my new stuff on him. I go over there, hit him over the head with a Superman punch. Bow!
Wait, man, Superman punch? You can't get up. Leroy, stop!
Oh, I can't get up at 56, but he can kick me in the face at 84?
But Leroy, you try to get up and give him a Superman punch, it'll be more like a Clark Kent punch. You'll be lucky to give him a Clark Kent punch.
What? I can still touch the net.
Let's get to
touch the rim.
The 4 o'clock slate. The Falcons at 6-4 visit the Broncos at 5-5. Denver's a 2-point favorite. Take your fancy.
That'll be an interesting game. Interesting game. Still don't know what to make of Denver yet, although they've been a lot better than we thought. And Atlanta, it's
a weird
division, dude. That division. When you the best, you the fastest turtle, it's hard to determine how good you are.
Agreed. The Seahawks visit the 49ers. Does that take your fancy?
Seahawks versus 49ers. A little bit. Seahawks, I want to see if you know, everybody's looking for San Francisco to make this big surge because everybody's healthy. So yeah. I'm going to see. I'll give a look at them.
4:25 on CBS. Woo-hoo-hoo. The undefeated Kansas City Chiefs visit the Buffalo Bills at 8-2. Woo! Buffalo is a 2-point favorite at home. Tickle your fancy?
Yes. Hey.
My fancy is tickled.
Why y'all do this with Kansas City? Why?
Why you do the Scooby?
Why y'all do this with Kansas City? Now we giving Kansas City the Jake Paul treatment.
What do you mean?
We just want people just betting against them.
Yes! Leroy, right? What are we talking about here? This has always been... Leroy,
hey,
as breathing is important to living, hating is important in loving sports. Teams always love you when you're young, you're new, because you knocked out whoever the previous.
And then they get tired of you.
And after you win two, and they continuously see you, and then you start dating pop icons, your wife is always on TV, we got to see your kids.
That's why you always got to bring her up? Let me tell you this. We're talking about Kansas City.
Don't forget about the bundle rooski.
Look, hey, let's not forget that. Hey, you're not wrong.
I'm
just saying from a football perspective, right? They find ways to win.
Yep.
Like the Patriots did. Like the Patriots did. That's what it is.
I'm going to just tell you like this. Until I see otherwise, I'm not doing it.
You're not hating on them?
No, I'm not rooting. I'm not betting against them.
Oh, I mean, they are on the road. But
what is that?
It's a regular season game. They lose regular season games. They just don't lose postseason games.
They haven't lost a regular season game this season.
And
to Buffalo,
they haven't lost. Have they lost since last Thanksgiving?
The last time I think they lost was Christmas to the Raiders,
which is crazy. Hey, so let me get this straight. And I'm going to go old school how we used to do games. You trust Josh Allen more than you trust Patrick Mahomes?
No, I trust Patrick Mahomes.
No, of course not. He is having a better season, though.
But they all have better seasons. Hey,
Patrick Mahomes, if you just pull up his numbers and put Boo Boo the Fool there, you'll say that guy got to go.
Doesn't matter, though.
His numbers. That's my point.
Doesn't matter, though.
That's my point.
Sunday Night Football, the Cincinnati Bengals visit the L.A. Chargers, 6-3. The Chargers are 1.5-point favorites at home, Leroy. Herbert versus Burrow. Oh. Does this tickle your fancy?
Yeah, it does.
My fancy is tickled.
It's going to be pretty interesting when they're going to talk about the quarterbacks leading up to this.
All five of them?
And then Harbaugh going to suck the air out of the football.
Oh, yeah. He's like, watch me give the football to a defensive lineman.
But he going to suck the air out of it.
In all fairness, he needs to do that in order to win.
No, I know. Right.
Because he needs to do that. Because if they go in a shootout.
You can't go in a shootout
with the Bengals.
You can't make it Joe Burrow against Justin Herbert. Can't do that.
Let's do over-under, guys. What do you think? Vladbook.com has... 3.5 mentions of Tua Tagovailoa in that game.
I'm going to go under. I think it gets mentioned. 3.5 seems like a lot. 4 mentions a game. I'm going to go under.
He's saying it because you know that's the same draft.
That's what I'm saying. So, but you just said that. Now, mind you, unless everybody in that draft, those first five quarterbacks have been pretty successful in the league.
That's what I think. Only if Tua has a big game in the 1 o'clock slate, they can throw to it. You know,
that's a good point, Toby, because all the quarterbacks are playing on Sunday from that draft.
But it needs to be a good Tua performance, I feel like, to be brought up multiple times, like you're saying.
And Jalen played Thursday, yeah. So, yeah.
And then Monday Night Football, that game sucks. Cowboys are playing, so who cares? That is Tickle My Fancy. Leroy, tomorrow, Alonzo Mourning's got something coming on up. Why don't you tell the people about it?
Guys, it's finally here. We've all heard it. Men got to be strong. Men have to be tough. You hear us talking tough all the time. But when it comes to our health, we need to be smart. Especially if you're over 45, you need to start getting all of your screenings. That's why I want to invite you guys to join Alonzo Mourning and other special guests, including Dan Marino, Ed Jovanovski, at the Miami Heat Men's Health Summit on tomorrow, and learn how to take a proactive approach to your health from some of the country's most renowned health experts. Plus, you can enjoy fun activities, giveaways, raffles for autographed prizes, and more. There's no time to waste. Come and get a health screening like Alonzo Mourning did. It saved his life. It could save yours. It's go time. It's Zotime. Learn more at baptisthealth.net/Zotime. That's baptisthealth.net/Zotime.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Hey guys, join WQAM in Hollywood from the Joe Rose Show. You could join Hollywood this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Tamarack Moose Lodge at Rock Island Road in Tamarack to watch Miami take on Las Vegas in pro football action. Enjoy ice cold beer specials and get yourself entered to win a golf foursome at Jacaranda Golf Club in Plantation. Mixed bag time here on the program. Wes Welker, he had some thoughts. You got this, Vlad, the Dolphins wide receiver coach, of course, once the favored target of Tom Brady. Of course, a great trade the Miami Dolphins made to the Patriots. Just amazing. Wes Welker, he explained that Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill having good seasons, even though they haven't had the breakout yardage game. Here's Wes Welker.
I think early on, I think it was something that, I wouldn't say caught us by surprise or anything, but, just knowing how hard it was going to be. And, there's obviously ebbs and flows through the season of things that transpire or whatever. And I think we've, come together as a room and understanding that, at the end of the day, it's just about winning. And those guys are competitors. They want to win. I only think a lot of times it's not about getting the ball. It's about not winning. And, you can deal with not getting the ball when you're winning. But when you're not winning, that gets tough because you want to try and make an impact in the game. And sometimes you got to let the game come to you in order to make those impact type plays that they all want to make. And, when the opportunity presents itself, it's just a matter of being in the right mindset and staying through it through the game. And you don't know if it's going to be a third quarter or the fourth quarter. It could be the play that makes a difference of us winning or losing.
Wes Welker, many words on his star wide receiver duo. Mike McDaniel is saying today, he goes, they're better at the line of scrimmage than they've ever been. But I'd like to see, some bomb skis every now and then. I don't think it's too much to ask,
But you don't, yes, everybody wants to see the deep ball. But you have to understand that you can't let throwing a deep ball get in the way of what little offensive success you've had. Right? It'd be different if they were scoring 25 points a game, 30 points a game, and say, we need to take more chances going down the field to create bigger plays. They've been barely scoring up until 3 weeks ago.
Wouldn't that deduce to maybe change it up a little bit and then take some more shots and a little risk it for the biscuit, baby?
I can't
because they're not scoring. So maybe do something different, you know?
These are hard conversations to have with you.
Why?
Because
I'm very open to hearing all ideas.
Because I'm trying to explain it to you from a football, and you don't want to hear it. And so I get frustrated because you're basically saying just throw it deep because you have Tyreek Hill.
Look,
nobody plays football like that. You throw it to the damn open guy. So if the defense says, you know what? I don't care what happens. I'm not letting you throw it to Tyreek Hill deep.
Mm-hmm.
And then you throw it into triple coverage and it gets picked. You don't go, oh, he took a chance. No, everybody's going to say, why is Tua throwing it in triple coverage?
Fair.
So he throws it to the open guy, and now you complain about he don't throw it deep.
That's not what I'm complaining about. And complaining is a very strong word. I wouldn't say I'm complaining. Really? We're just spitballing here. Like,
we're not spitballing.
What I'd like to, you know, you're in ancient times, and this is what it's like, you know, you're the architect of the Sistine Chapel, but I'm Michelangelo. Like, I'm just like, you know what could spruce it up a little bit? Some art on the ceiling. You know, and you would say, well, that's not reasonable. Look at all the work that I did to build this chapel.
So, like,
yeah, but it needs a little something extra.
Your comments on this are equivalent. So let me get this straight. The building of the Sistine Chapel is equivalent to Tua just chucking it downfield in the double coverage store to Tyreek to say he threw it deep.
You got to take some risks, right? Because I'm sure when...
No, you can't afford risk right now. You're three games below 500.
So what do you have to lose? You've already... What you've been doing hasn't been working.
Another game!
Nah, not against the Raiders, dude. Come on.
Oh my goodness.
Without the Sistine...
Do you know... Hmm? You're my brother. I love you.
I love you.
I want to choke the life out of you right now.
Why?
Because you don't make sense.
Dude, if Mike...
Heathcote, thank you.
Tobin, you've done it.
It's the Sistine Chapel, not 16th. The 16th Chapel.
I didn't call it the 16th Chapel. I did not call it.
You did.
I did not call it that. I demand audio of it right now if I call it the 16th Chapel, but I did not call it the 16th Chapel because I know it's the Sistine Chapel. So if Heathcote wants to fill the chat with lies, that's fine, but I didn't call it that. Second point, without Michelangelo, it's just another church. Okay? So we could be like any other offense, but you got the cheetah.
Again, let me ask you a question. They've tried to get the ball to him in a number of ways. Yeah.
Come on.
Alec
Ingold has had more targets than him in some games.
Because he's been wide-ass open.
Yeah, but he's also intangible.
He's not Tyreek Hill, so they ain't going to cover Alex Ingold.
You know what's funny? It's like Tobin doesn't want to see his intangibles do things. Like, he wants to see all the tangibles do all
you let me see if I can get this straight.
Yeah.
You are willing to sacrifice success over getting Tyreek Hill to football.
But we've seen when you go to the Ingold well too much, we've seen what happens. It dries up. That's a very shallow river.
Again, are they having offensive success?
Not really.
Okay.
You made the point yourself. They're not scoring that much. Time to shake it up.
But you can't shake it up throwing it into double coverage.
Shake it big.
You know, what an offense can do, we always say offense can get whatever guy they want open.
Yep.
Right? But a defense can stop you from throwing it to a certain area of the field at all costs. And what is happening is, all these games, if you watch, see, you don't watch and pay attention.
Oh, I watch. I pay attention.
They are going out of their way to make sure Tyreek doesn't catch a deep ball.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do? You throw it underneath.
You got to be good at you're good at, though. Like, at some point.
Defensive football, they can take that away. You got to be able to throw it somewhere else.
Not to Ingold. Nikola Jovic. He's wearing a mask.
Can you put one on?
What?
Can you put a mask on?
Why?
So, like, I can just pretend that I'm talking to someone else.
Are you actually looking for a mask?
Turn my camera off.
Okay.
I'm still here, though.
I don't like that. Put it back on.
No, that's too creepy.
Well, it's just you said you didn't want to see me anymore.
You're making me uncomfortable.
I don't know what to tell you.
No. Come on, you don't think you're being unreasonable?
You told me to put a mask on.
No, I'm talking.
I think Leroy's reaches. You know, you ever remember that movie with Michael Douglas? Yeah, you reach your breaking point, Leroy. When you when you got to tell somebody, "I love you like a brother," like you gotta give a precursor.
Not every week, Vlad.
No. But Jay, when you're getting to the point, like you want to put hands on your, friend,
Vlad.
Every week.
Being so unreasonable. Right? So unreasonable. Okay. He's being so unreasonable. Like, he just wants the ball to be thrown deep. And if Tua does that, what do you think the first thing everybody's going to yell? Oh, he's just throwing it to me. He ain't reading the defense.
He's got Hill!
But hold on,
that's
Tobin.
That's what I want to hear.
Hold on, Tobin. But even yes. Wes Welker said that they have to be even more perfect to throw the deep ball dish.
Can I just let me tell you something about Wes Welker, okay?
If you're going to say it.
Let me tell you something about Wes Welker, all right? Company man, all right? Classic excuse for a stalled out defense. Old McDaniel, let me just tell you something right now. What I truly feel like is happening right now, Mike McDaniel is a little gun shy, okay? This used to be a man.
He's not throwing the ball, though.
No, dude.
The offensive play is the offensive play.
He's basically using Tua as a puppet.
Wait.
And he has become a little gun shy. Those two are two peas in the pod, McDaniel and Tua. And McDaniel's become a little conservative in this losing times because he's more worried about not losing than winning.
Can I ask you this question? You watched the last game, right?
Yes.
You saw how periodically the pass rush was getting there rather quickly.
Well, we didn't have a right tackle, you know.
Okay, so what makes you think he got time to throw it deeper?
It's Tua, baby. Just make a move, make a read.
He is making a read, and you complaining about that?
He said before the season, it doesn't matter who the offensive linemen are. He gets rid of the ball quick.
Yes.
Yeah.
And be able to get it quick and find an open guy, get rid of the ball quick, is a skill in itself.
Mm-hmm.
But for you to say, the hell with that skill, the hell with all that, throw it to Tyreek.
Yeah. Or Waddle. But you know he's going to drop it. Got to take a break, huh? More to come. Final hour of the show. Back after this.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.